which streamed halfway down her legs, showed starkly bleached as it was by summer.
In the Arctic, still dark, one mistake can be instantly fatal. Like this musical selection from Rutabaga Records. Now you and your family can spend hour after hour submerged in folk paradigms, back from when America used to be fun all over again. Long ago and far away in that tiny little town of Titwillow, there was a handover of a cherished object to another hardy traveler who earned his laurels in the special oscillation. Warned passers-by infestation control.
I like this too because it's
that's supposed to go to you, but it got you through me
during his background.
It was given to me for you studios, by
which was his house. And his house was being worked on at the time, so the carpenters would be asked to be quiet, and then he would record things like Sharon Gibson. It's like a little audio of all the carpenters sitting up on the thing while he sings about Cleveland. Why is he singing about Cleveland?
Cleveland. There is going to be a Cleveland show, spin-off from the Family Guy show, all about that character known as Cleveland. It has nothing to do with Cleveland, Ohio, unfortunately. And of course,
hey, so where did 420 guy leave already?
That would be ridiculous. Impossible.
Oh.
I'm sure he's in watching Frank Moore go through his evolutions.
We got started late tonight. Some people are going to object to this. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, some of our fans don't like it when we short circuit.
You mean they'll call 848-4425 and say, what the heck?
Where you guys been?
What the heck?
I thought this was one of the, what the F, man?
All right, all you irate fans, whatever your beef, we're ready to answer you at 848-4425 in the 510 area code. That's 848-4425. And furthermore, if you
there
call
he is,
us,
he's back. He's back.
Oh yeah, he's back. Yes, and he's beautiful. Right, but that's a slight...
what are you looking at?
What can I say? Diversion, a digression.
Oh, yeah, this is something one of our fans thought I would be interested in.
I veered from my message here at the moment, startled as I was
certainly
by the
am.
Appearance
Yeehaw!
In the control room of the fabulous
she looks sweet.
Yeti.
Just sitting
but,
up there, so pert and perky.
I do think it would behoove us all at this time to have just
a
moment
it.
Of
give
silence.
Give me that big old cheerleader smile.
What are you talking about? Big cheerleader.
Oh!
Volcanic
I'm talking about
those
that.
Tifuses.
Lava,
I'm talking about this. I'm talking about
the scoriac flow of pyroclastic high
temperatures
talk
about on the show.
Down the sides of Mount Yanak
it's a
in the realms of the boreal
subject.
Pole.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I brought show fodder.
That was so cool. Oh, yeah, we can talk about the guy who does that last show.
Show fodder.
You mean negative
show
man?
Show fada, show mother. Yeah, negative man. Ouch.
No, that
electricity
should
hurts
have been
when
grounded.
I say his name there.
Now. Let's go over that again. His show really deserves a plug, Ola, and so let's give it a little consideration.
Sure it is, and I don't think anybody
don't
on
think
the plant
it.
Knows it but God himself.
Jasco.
They say after this
Jasco
happens,
last year.
There's
that's
nothing
right.
to be left of the world.
That's yep. right.
It'll be cinderated, and God will have
cinderated.
To figure out what he's going to take home out of
guys,
he's cinderated.
Incinderated.
Have you seen him, the old Jasco now?
I've seen both Jasco episodes.
Is that I looked him up.
Amazing.
Jesco, I just hey. Last 20 years been good to Jesco.
They have. I heard he went into a Hollywood
poplar. There he is.
A seedy, seething den of vice and corruption.
What a hero. What a
looking
hero.
Stained streets.
Oh, no.
The post office.
What could it mean? Oh, geez.
I'm
sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm headed toward something, but
well,
I cannot figure out
very
the equation.
Clear and succinct graph.
It's going to take us until 5 a.m. to figure this
I'm
out.
I'm going
to
start. I'm going to have a whole series of these.
That's like deers, you know, when there's so many of them.
I'm going through Chronicles. That would be in the Chronicle of 1960 as a cartoon. I'm going through a bunch of those, reading old Dick Tracy's and Steve Roper's. Yeah.
Oh, you've got.
You can
papers,
have them after I'm finished with them if you like.
Sure.
I'm going through looking for all the horrible things that happened. And then I'm going to go to those places and shoot little videos and talk about the horrible things that happened in this house 60, 70 years ago.
You mean the Winchester Misery House?
Sort of, but in this case, just places that.
That you lived?
No, just that.
Oh, just any old place.
Any
that
old place. They,
in it.
Yeah. Paul
they were
Avery
all connected by misery.
Would have written that has the horrible story.
Speaking
and the
of Paul Avery, did you hear of some development just recently about the Zodiac guy?
Well,
what was that I heard? Something
a
in the
doctoress of a person said
a woman
that she
claimed
her daddy
her
was the Zodiac.
Pappy was
killer?
The Zodiac,
and that
murderer.
She helped.
And she helped.
She wrote a letter, and she went with him. And something bad happened. A firecracker went off, and Dad
oh, but
said,
she was just a child at the time.
And Dad said it was fine. Yeah, yeah. And she was just a child at the time. But I'm sure it had nothing to do with the movie that her lawyer is promoting. It probably had nothing to do with that.
Really?
That's sort of Zodiac-ish. Yeah.
Really?
Really? I'm sure people are.
She's trying to draw some attention to it.
I'm saying no. I was saying no. That's absolutely not the case. I'm sure of it.
Why would anybody do that?
I'm sure of it because people are nicer than that, Philo. You're just cynical.
I am cynical.
Where's your faith in the
somebody
warmth
has, you know,
of
there's so
God.
Many nice people in the world. Somebody has to be sort of mean, you know? So I've taken on that role.
But I was
just
I
a gotta, little bit.
Okay,
I'm not really mean.
I'm
sort
out
of
my dirty underpants
I'm not really
here
real mean. I'm
say,
just a little mean.
I was amazed when you didn't crawl all over the young lady who was trying to figure out what Hal was about on the show.
Well, you know, here's what I was torn because she looked like the age of my daughter or something, and I was like,
right, yeah.
Do I just rip her apart?
Yeah.
My first inclination was to rip her apart, like. Hey, you
that's
know,
what chicken would do.
And then I thought maybe that would be inappropriate for a guest host. I got into like this whole guest host issue, you know, where I was second guessing myself. In the meantime, she was still blabbing away. And then there was something sort of like she was like a train wreck happening in action. And yes, I kind of wanted to watch her happen
exactly.
A little bit, you know.
It was a train wreck. It was really fun.
And there was a certain appeal to watching her be like. She just doesn't get anything, you know? Seeing everybody in the audience and the lights were on her and everything else, and the whole place just drew to a stop, and it was sort of like, it was entertaining in a bizarre way. But then it was like, wait, you didn't follow the format. That's the key here. You know, you have to present your question in the proper format. And I thought Dr. Howe was very gracious at entertaining her.
Sure.
I still couldn't decipher her question. I hadn't had a chance to parse it out properly through the question software that we have there. Yeah, I became aware of the one that actually determines the health and vigor, vitality of the questioner and understands the basic cultural mores.
And Pete Goldie put her up to that. Pete Goldie really leaned on her back there in the peanut gallery to come up and fight and do that.
Yes,
yeah, she was scared.
It was fun. That was pure show.
She was scared. Her chin was quivering slightly.
Letters of flame in the book of infamy.
So I thought, that was one of the things, too. I saw her chin quiver, and I thought, oh, if I really rip her apart, and somebody put her up to it.
You should have gone on and made her chin quiver.
And she didn't know why she was doing it. She was just being like following orders by some overlord. Maybe I would like cause her to have severe psychological damage and be the cause of her behavioral problems in the future. The ones in which she would stalk Dr. Howe relentlessly, pursuing him.
Endlessly through the Phantom Zone. Whew. Glad that didn't happen.
Man, that was so anxious. I was the anxiety in the.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, there is
like
a certain amount of tension.
This other music was supposed to. Gosh.
Other music? Oh, I see. Music from the other side of the self.
The other the side.
Strange human duplicate that's standing and waving and gesticulating.
mirror. That one side. Was the other are you talking about that one in the mirror that you're waving at?
The doppelganger.
Yeah, that
everyone
one.
Everyone has a
his
duplicate.
Music
it's amazing when you look in the mirror
like
and you
Peter
see
Lorre.
That.
But it's an old theory.
Darn
and,
it.
Gosh dang it.
This world just doesn't work. The real, the reality.
We need it. On the reality.
Did you ever watch any of that stuff?
We need it.
What, Deadwood?
Yeah.
After watches all of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, long before you turned me on to it. That's right. Yeah, I was just going through some. I was going through some of those favorite scenes.
I think I'll go back and watch it again now. I think I could watch it again now.
It's a great series. And these guys are all, you know, that's what makes it. Everybody's so wonderful. Having such a good time.
And they really had a good time and a lot of freedom to explore their characters.
That's a quote, and I'm sort of finishing the, what's it called now, the La Contessa and the Whale and the Playa.
Yeah, well, you got some stuff out of that.
And some of that same afternoon went into Puzzling Evidence and the Overman Meeting the Aliens, which is sort of nearing completion. So those two ought to come out pretty soon.
Excellent, excellent. Now those will be so.
They changed entirely when I found the. I had shot you as the Overman on the Playa before you drove off in the afternoon, did that, and came back later.
We had the sacks.
Yeah. And I. So, you know, it's all that kind of thing where you forget you did it and you find it's like, wow, now everything changes. I have to move this and do this. So,
completely the lost footage thing.
Yeah.
The unknown
There's
footage.
Also, I have to remember, I found it, made a note of it, and then lost the note, and then now remembered it is, do you remember going up to the tower at the edge of the world?
You have to.
And,
in life.
Yeah.
And in the Overman, he had that watchtower.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was wondering about that footage. Times.
Yeah, so I found it.
Found it.
And then I'm trying to remember the date.
Fucking
then you lost it?
What?
And now then you lost it,
you
right?
I'm not sure what happened there. That's Deadwood.
How about that delay on KPFA?
So I found it. It'll be back. But it's such a great show. You can't go there anymore. The whole roof fell. Now it's all fenced off. It's just falling apart.
Oh, bummer.
So we've got the footage of he's always at the end of the world, kind of like...
Yeah.
Because that's why I like the... My favorite part is there's all... And then there's some silly person stuff. And then there's this great shot. You just stop moving. And I shot you. And it's like 30 seconds of the Overman. Just
shot
standing
by
the
shot.
Fire, just, and this guy just standing there like Gort, waiting, you know. So it's like perfect.
Light roast.
The moment of contact. You know?
French cool. roast. Breakfast.
Pretty funny stuff. Blend.
Did you get any of that on when
mocha,
that time when that we were with
French vanilla?
We were out there on the with the van and roast. Jody was with us and we
did we
sat on the top of the van
signature
while
blend.
It was driving across the playa.
That's, yeah, I mean, I've got that.
That.
I loaded that up and don't quite know what to do with it exactly because
Irish cream.
That's not the Overman.
Hazelnut.
Those are great shots, and they're going to go somewhere. But
and
yeah, I mean, my favorite is like there's one of you walking along next to the van.
But there was
one
where
you guys are. Am I on the playa? I think, and you guys.
I
are,
think the doors are open.
Yeah,
and the two of us are sitting on top of the roof of the van, and the van's just going by itself while we're sitting on the roof.
Yeah,
I like that one.
It's a miracle, folks. See, this show talks about impossible stuff.
We had to
things.
Climb back into it while it was moving
impossible.
Just to feel it. That was so
as
funny.
They said it was weird. They were wrong. They said it shouldn't be done. They said nobody could do it.
In other news...
But L&M is low in tar with more taste to it.
The Retard Club has...
Club.
Is yes, that a little bit un-PC, old top? We don't refer to
pump
the
action retard
with such an epithet.
It's a
nay.
It's a piece
we
of a shotgun.
Understand
it's a piece
that
of a shotgun.
They are like us.
The retard.
Voyagers in this endless
the USS
tunnel.
Retard.
The USS Retard is now becalmed in the off the bite
nice.
Of Benin.
Her sails are slack, and it's laundry time out here, as it will be this weekend, I guess, because it's going to be really scary hot.
Yeah, that's right, and life is filled with risks and ventures.
Well, did you reach Captain Doyle on the Visiphone?
You know, weirdly enough, he called, but it wasn't about...
Not about that, huh?
Unfortunately, I heard it too late. It was about a slideshow about the islands of San Francisco. It would have been really interesting. Somewhere, yeah. Somebody's show about the aquatic topology, of the Bay Area. Which would be really neat. So, but I didn't hear the message till too late. So I have to call him back and find out, because it'd be fun to be out on the water.
It certainly would.
Hot be weather. There.
Certainly would. And since I have no show,
cursing and lying and cheating
to do,
and then sailing about. We went out. That was actually one of my favorites. We went out and there was no wind once.
Yeah, we spent the entire thing with the engine, we tried a couple times to catch the wind.
But at the same time, there was so much pollution. That there was no water line, just gray.
Wow.
This little boat out there,
in fact, boats would disappear into it. You couldn't see the horizon. You'd see the reflection as well as you'd see the boat just vanishing
into
the...
And pelicans were doing ground effects, so they'd come next to the boat and drop down.
That's heartbreaking.
That's
heartbreaking.
I did get one of those on video, so... But now I must
what did the cars do?
Reel two of the colors are translated in French.
Those wacky racers.
Do, how many listeners on KPFA.org do we have?
Hello.
I don't know.
That's
the PC stuff. That's the guy in the suit. I'm the guy in the blue jeans.
Yes.
But you could find that if you want.
Okay. Alfalfa? No. Mr. Green
Jeans. What happens if the guy in the suit is wearing blue jeans under his
suit? That's probably in the future. When the... He'll be a guy in a suit wearing blue jeans.
Oh, in a suit, eh? Now I think I might understand that.
I don't know. I didn't mean a suit. Oh, jeez. And the Burning Man movie is in June.
Yes, but
and that thing will be jammed.
Coming up
with a million people because everybody loves Burning Man.
It could have been easy to see if it were shown at Chickens.
Are we supposed to get some donations?
Well, this is fun drive time.
And what fun it is to drive
one of the best
over
stations
the bodies
in
of
America
the dead.
Or the world.
In January 3rd, 1961, three U.S. military personnel, John Burns, Richard McKinley, and Richard Legg, were servicing the SL Mint reactor on a military base when things went horribly wrong.
We have seven in Iran. We have seven listeners in Iran. This is French code.
It took engineers 6 days to figure out a way to safely remove their highly radioactive
across the airways into the world and into the net.
Norway and China and España.
I wish I could go to Iran.
You do?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go when I was a kid. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to go to all those early Land of Jesus
me too,
places.
Actually.
Wonderful history, and then of course, you just can't, except for Libya. Wouldn't that be nice? It's like one of the many cradles of meth.
Morocco. I mean, any place. It's not what it was.
Earth of mathematics.
Morocco.
Yeah. She's translating the show for us. Yeah.
Oh, metaphysical tobacco fetched from far Morocco. Thy rich perfume exhales the room. Oh, metaphysical tobacco.
Did I say Hawaii?
Where the Hawaii guy?
Yeah, Hawaii guy.
Hi, Hawaii guy. Oh, and all of our friends ashore.
Waving hi to one more Hawaii guy.
Yeehaw! Hawaii guy. Still. Up on Tantalus Drive, I believe.
Tantalus?
Yeah.
Well named.
One of the
for
bestest places.
Those of us who wish we were there.
Those people are wonderful.
It recedes like the grapes of Tantalus before our.
I used to go up there. There is a B-25 up there. That's the kind of thing Pete Goldie would love. There's
she may be 25,
light
but she'll never see 47.
In the. I can tell you where it is on the trail even to this day. We used to hike out there a lot.
All right.
And it's just all grown over, so you could climb around inside.
Grown over
of it.
The ruins
probably well
of
known,
time.
No.
Yes, hidden under the effects
like
of wind.
Like the tank field up in the highlands of Guam, where they dragged all the Japanese and American tanks that were involved in the battle
to
a big field.
Needs.
and just left them there. So we used to go hike out to that place on the way to Telefofo Falls.
What's that?
Spartacus, Attila the Hun, Richard the Lionheart.
What? A caller? Jeez. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Sure. Napoleon Bonaparte.
Friends that used to go hitchhiking in Afghanistan in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember coming back and thinking, okay, I need to go do that. That sounds wonderful.
You see, Napoleon,
they had a great time.
They
internal hash with them, and their families would take them into their houses.
Yeah. Before it all sort of hit the fan.
Before the Islamic crazies were on the ascendancy over there.
Well, all sorts of different, you know. If you're talking about Afghanistan, you are talking about the Great Game. So
Islamic
the Great Game goes way back, and it's all just normal history. That's what people do, folks. They just take over each other's stuff constantly.
Well, they were Islamic, but they were nice. They would take you in their home and smoke.
That's their tradition of hospitality.
Yeah. When you're in their land, they want to take care of you.
Hash is legal there,
like Hawaiians.
They all get high all the time.
The Psycho faction seemed to have taken the upper hand over the years. That's history, folks.
Just like over here, the Psycho faction.
100 years ago, it was Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, but we don't kill women for getting education.
No, but everybody does.
Everybody
has skeletons in the closet. We could go on forever about that.
You just don't know.
Hanging on the...
Another thing I miss... I miss the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, they were really cool, weren't they?
I liked it better back then.
I'm going through many chronicles from 1956 to 1961.
I miss the Roman Empire,
and it's all filled with that the Russians and Kennedy and Khrushchev
and Stalin
and Schaff. No, it's Kennedy, Khrushchev, and Eisenhower.
Oh yes. Yeah. Well, Stalin was alive when I was born.
And I.
Ah, man.
Sure, we were all. Yeah.
Stalin
not very
was
much,
in control.
Not very long,
mad
but,
dictator.
And now he's
red Russia. Overlap.
Now he's a character in an HBO movie.
Stalin wasn't Stalin.
Really?
I wish.
Oh, speaking of which, I finally saw The Conquest of Berlin, that Russian propaganda movie.
So he told me,
guess who the hero
English
of it is?
They proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer.
They sure liked Stalin back then, I'll tell you. Shostakovich did the sound. Track.
That's right.
And it was very interesting how they characterized the various allies and the extremely unflattering characterizations
of certain national and ethnic
types. That's too
bad.
That's
they made
so bad.
Churchill look like an ogre.
He did have sort of an ogrely sort of overtone.
The projecting.
At least visually speaking.
Head
he could,
ogre-like.
He could have easily been caricaturized into an ogre.
Didn't Zhukovsky...
But Comrade Stalin looked extremely noble and tall in that film.
Wow,
so what keeps
great.
You... What are you doing this hour of the night, Suicide Man?
I'm copying frames over to DVDs.
Frames. Like picture frames?
Animation frames.
That sounds like romantic work.
The chicks really dig it when you talk about that in a bar, right?
Frames.
I don't understand why people go to bars because it's so loud there.
Yeah, it is loud. And you have to talk about frames and stuff.
That's
people don't
like
it.
Sports on
and what if you're at an amateur night at the local topless bar? And you're having a beer, and there's
headless
a guy standing next to you, and he's drunk, and he turns his head while he's lighting a cigarette, and he sets his hair on fire. What do you do then?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know it. He's looking at you, burning his hair.
Maybe he's a
You got a beer
artist.
In one hand, and your hand is in the pocket of your pants in the other hand. And then there's this really the best part of the show is happening right now, too, so you don't want to take your eyes off the stage, right? What do you do?
I don't go to places like that.
But you don't.
That's good. That's the best answer. Don't go to places like that.
It's like they say, you know, the guy broke his arm in two places. He asked the doctor what to do. He said, stay out of those two places.
Yeah.
A tight spot, eh, what? At 848-4425. In the 510 area code.
Ah, yes.
Doggone it, though. It was so cool when they...
It was in the 60s, man.
Everything was groovy.
And TV made sense, and laughing was about the coolest
thing.
They
pushed us to greatness, goddammit.
Who did? Who's that?
The Soviet Union did. If it wasn't for them, we would have been sitting on our asses for decades.
We should have sat on our asses. We wouldn't like be in the shape we're in now if we just sat on our asses for another
year. It's like when Heath, the leading general of the Confederates, met with Sheridan and Grant.
We wouldn't have gone to the moon if it wasn't for the Soviet Union.
And Sheridan was complaining, saying those damn rebels, and Heath put his hand on his shoulder. Well, if it wasn't for those damn rebels, you'd be teaching school in Georgia, and Grant would be tanning bad leather in Galena.
Oh, yeah.
Sheridan calmed down and said, you're right.
The war of northern aggression certainly took its toll.
Yep.
The best and the brightest. We had to throw them just like fodder into the fodder.
I was reading parts of that goat book today. It's really fun how the classes cross each other.
I think it would be good if we still had, like...
And apparently in the 70s, they dropped the whole idea of
the Holy Roman Empire.
I didn't even think about that.
They dropped the whole idea of what?
Of the goat. The last person in class. And I want to find out if in the Naval Academy, it's called the Anchorman. And my dad would regale me with stories of the Anchorman are famous. It's exactly the point of the book. The guy at the beginning, or the top of the class, and the guy at the bottom of the class are the people to watch. You know,
the extremes, the outliers, the ones that are not
the edges of the
aren't clustered kind
of,
around the mean.
Yeah, and
who the average does not express is not a good expression of a measure of central tendency.
Because we're just doing tons of liquid slack.
These guys are
Suicide
what...
Suicide Man's floating around in a little martini.
These guys are what caused the cluster to be actually more tightly clustered because of their overall skewness.
That's what
kurtosis.
I was
watching NASA TV with the clouds rolling by beneath me.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
the
kurtosis.
From a Zeppelin.
Yeah. I knew kurtosis when he was just
real,
a little boy.
The captain... Oh, what am I saying? Jeez.
What?
They just started to crash into each other. In one of those papers that I've saved is the obituary of the captain of the Hindenburg.
Captain Karl Prus?
Yes. Who was
he didn't die in the fire, did he?
No. He got burned up in the fire.
He got
And he went on to constantly... Yeah, they have a picture of him. And he went on to constantly push that mode of transportation long after everybody went, come on, man, that's dopey. It is. It's silly. But it's gorgeous. It was unbelievably gorgeous, but it can't be done.
I think they should go back to building giant rigid airships.
But they got,
me too.
The Zep that flies over the city is about as big as you can safely do it with people.
I bet the one that was Phil Hangman one in Moffett Field.
Sure.
Like they used to fly around in. You could take a trip in
for
one.
A short time, man. Can you imagine being stationed on the Macon of the Shenandoah? How cool
that was!
Be?
Something when they flew.
And when they ditched
when they
off Big
passengers.
Sur, when they had to ditch off Big Sur, because anytime you have that kind of a big gas bag, you're going to die. That's just it. Period. You're going to die. And so they only lost two guys.
Know.
They only lost two guys.
Well, if you go down slow, maybe you could jump out.
Yeah,
into
it's
a lake
just a matter of time.
You
got to get parachutes.
But if you go down into a lake,
none of that matters.
Just before you go down, you could just
drown.
Jump out the window.
How long does it take?
Oh, you're talking about
the
Hindenburg. Yeah, that's. You know, there was actually an old lady stepped out of the door down the steps where it happened to sag to the point where it contacted the ground and she walked out like nothing happened.
Right.
I saw a movie that actually explained how that all happened, that there was a guy there shooting a gun into those things who had a rocket launcher. He was from the future.
Perhaps
he was
a spark.
Well, in the movie, it was Vin
maybe
Diesel.
Maybe from a discarded cigarette in the vicinity of gas cell 4.
Well, and the latest is that it was a lightning strike on the other side of the gas bag, and that Zepps knew they had a problem. It was the conductivity between the outer skin and one of the gas bags, and they had aluminum paint that they knew had some kind of charge to it, and so some guy in there. Oh, it's a secret.
That's because they violated the Mosaic Law, and the Mosaic Law was not a perfect law. It was only a shadow of the perfect law, which was to come.
What is the Mosaic
Law? The U.S. would not allow them to have the non-flammable fuel that they needed. I mean, so they
was,
have
so the U.S. was the culprit again. We're the ones.
Yes, because of sanctions
ben
against
Custer
Nazi
wrote
Germany.
Up and he killed
they were
JFK
not allowed to sell them
if only we'd been forgiving to Hitler. If only we'd given the Kaiser the fuel he needed.
Not the Kaiser.
Tell us, Oberman, what is the Mosaic Law?
It was Paul Blart Mall Cop.
It could be done, though. The graph level improved.
The Mosaic Law was limited in power, and the covenant of anticipation and preparation, it did not bring salvation.
It's commonly used as the expression, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That is what is mostly meant by the Mosaic Law.
Shortages of marijuana.
Literally, it is, as Dr.
Roman says. You wouldn't want a witch to live, would you?
Well,
I mean,
I
not
would.
Live like in.
It's not
in
up
a,
to me a, to punish
you. You wouldn't want a witch
witchcraft.
To live in a homeless shelter. Don't you want her to live in a fine mansion? A witchly
That's
type
impossible.
Mansion?
Whoever heard of a rich witch? They always have to be poor. That's part of the deal.
Well, I think they ought to have like an old witch's home where we get them together and they can hang out.
Believe
like,
me, their needs are taken care of, but they are
cauldrons.
Not. They're not going to be in a penthouse.
We get some communal cauldrons in the in down into the downstairs dining room where they can gather around at night and you know ritual perform their witchly rituals.
And then
what if they one of them actually got rich? It would be all right for her to like for him.
Oh, I doubt if it would be a lasting situation. It might be necessary for a time to perform an operation, but
this is a sober warning.
Go back into a very primal communication with the earthen floor, the hearth, the cauldron or kettle, and the fire, which is constantly kept burning, even as the tenders of the Vestal fires back in the days of the Roman Empire, and before them their predecessors, the Etruscans. This sacred kindling by women, fire that could never go out, was part of an unbroken tradition of secret mystery. Similar to the Eleusinian mysteries, though maybe they didn't have the one agent that made those work. But who knows, it's all so long ago.
This show is a psychedelic freak.
I got this movie. It's on VHS.
Oh, I got the DVD. I liked it so much so I could watch all of the people talk about their project.
Well, I'm sure the music is quite compelling. Yes, collect the large library of film music scores, the only unpretentious and genuinely artistic music currently being composed. But what of these pioneers?
100 Spartacus,
Attila the Hun,
now exist.
Richard the Lionhearted, Cortez, Tokugawa Ieyasu, and, as I said, Napoleon. You see, Napoleon was easily able to deal with internal intrigues against him, but he had to face his own divided psyche, torn between rational calculation and an illusory fantasy world. And yet, dealing with all that, he didn't do too badly. What pasta in pumpkin sausage cream sauce? Well, it sounds good, but you realize I have certain medical needs, something like this. Well, it's just beyond the pale. I can't possibly eat such a... It looks delicious, though. 12 ounces penne rigate, cooked al dente. Salt, freshly ground black pepper. 1 cup dry white wine. 1.5 cups chicken broth. 1 cup canned solid pumpkin puree. Brown cinnamon, 4 garlic cloves, finely minced, 3 bay leaves.
This is the office of Fu Manchu.
Many men smoke,
path,
but
doing?
Fu Manchu. Yeah,
are you the guy? Are you the guy in China?
Well, yes, it's not that breakable, not that frangible.
Did you hear us?
Planet all out of alignment.
Juggernaut.
We saw you on the web.
Yeah.
On the web.
Now we wouldn't want
YouTube,
to see.
YouTube has been cut off in China for 2 months
cut
now,
off.
Ever since some Tibetan frog farmers were shown on YouTube getting their arses kicked by the authorities.
A frog
well, it's about
more.
Time. They should shut the entire internet off in China.
Well, are you in China? Are you in China or the Sea of Japan?
I'm permanently based in Shanghai now.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're the guy
we see in the middle there.
Now I think
I'm a Chinese guy.
Your server is like in the middle of China.
Oh, so no.
Yeah, the server's in the middle of China, but we're here on the coast where we both do where we.
Well, something is preventing the Dr. Hal report from reaching you.
I did get to see my question read on that Dr. Hal show.
But the Dr. Hal report itself can't reach you. It bounces back each time.
Oh,
I get the little
Chinese authorities. Oh, see, there they are. They're starting to stop the show from reaching
you. They don't want my message to get into their
land. Show or the Overman to contact.
Did you hear what I'm trying to do for X-Day here? I'm trying to have a missionary PowerPoint festival.
X-Day Unknown.
Where we do bad PowerPoints on a screen.
Try
to use that as a medium.
PowerPoint.
I like that idea.
You know, it's an old trick, but it just might work.
It might work.
But the response has been rather dismal. In fact, I sent a message to that rogue in Malaysia, Dr. Gong, to give PowerPoint
classified.
Of the and he has run amok or run away. And
amok?
We're searching now for him. We're
classified.
Searching now for him.
All right.
Searching for a patch of sun.
Yeah, Pazdev, you should have been over here for the 60th anniversary.
Oh, sorry, I missed it.
More classified material.
Nice little regatta
I'm here.
We have arrived.
You hear me good, Joe?
You're just doing a search for the Chinese authorities.
I can see from the record that there is no red light in Shanghai. There are
protests
in between the 7-Eleven and the Kara upholstery shop.
That makes it easy for you.
Really,
right?
A 7-Eleven?
Uncle Headquarters. It appears to be a simple haberdasher's shop, but inside their vast center for command and control.
Command and control will...
I'm
wondering if I'm going to be able to joust with my arch nemesis, Michael Pepe, which we have two phone lines going, and can you hear me? Michael, I'm here waiting for you.
The stars
Michael Pepe, arch nemesis.
Bring back the
we have a relationship like in that Highlander movie where the Highlander looks for his nemesis over generations and dimensions.
And if you were in the same room together, you'd have to
join in the third incarnation.
If you're in the same room together, you'd have to cut each other's heads off.
Yeah. Did you know he actually married me to my third wife in 1985?
Why?
Oh, my God. And he's listening right now, you know.
Yeah, well, he knows that.
Dials us up and participates.
I paid him $10.
Symposium.
Here's some ideas. I'm teaching a course. You were talking about your PowerPoint course. I'm teaching
a PowerPoint course
called Management 101, and here's some of the topics that we're going to discuss in Management 101.
First of all,
here's some of the rules you need to understand that if you don't know what else to do, just make a binder.
As long
as you're making a binder, you look good.
Make it a thick binder.
Here's another thing. Every legitimate project must be named, and the name of the project, when reduced to an acronym, must be pronounceable in order for the project to have the potential for success.
Something like Operation Roly Poly Bug 3.
As long as you can decipher Roly Poly Bug into the different names, the first name, it's an acronym, right? So that would definitely be
Rural Online.
Particularly odd, lousy. I can't remember. Rule number three.
Rule number three.
About this acronym. If acronymic penetration of an intercompany memoranda is less than 64%, the message will not be understood.
Now, I'm not sure I do understand that message, but you know, six of the most powerful and magnetic leaders of all time would have the personal magnetism to appreciate your...
Here's one of the primary rules. This should be rule number one. Never walk around without a piece of paper in your hands.
Always stop for a red flag waving and stay on the rails.
If an executive approaches you in the hallway, review your piece of paper to yourself as if lost
in really
thought.
Take a tour of the human relics at the root of the
world's major
rule number six. a meeting is almost as good as doing something.
So journey across centuries of religious conflict to be with us here and now on the air.
Pazev, I wish that somebody could fly you over here so you could taste some of the fruits of the Far East. Peripherally.
No, by fresh turkey.
Did you ever do R&R in Hong Kong?
No.
You did R&R in Hong Kong, right? No?
No.
No, no, you're stuck on Guam.
Not going
time.
To have flown to Hong Kong.
No, just different places.
Say he to Hong Kong flu.
My parents went to Hong Kong a lot. So I just thought it was, that's someplace your parents go, man.
Your parents?
But that just might happen. So
okay.
So
I had an interesting.
We have to break through the internet
moment.
Wall.
Yeah, an interesting moment this week. My campus where I teach was actually the site of the former Japanese internment camp for Allied civilians from 1943 to 45.
Yeah.
And this week I was going around campus and there was some old white guy and I walked up and I'm like, "Hi, are you visiting our campus?" And he was one of the camp, former camp residents.
Was it John McKay?
Pointing it out
John
there.
McKay was
Japanese
there?
The commandant's office. And I took him upstairs and showed him his old room, which is now a classroom.
It's the same building?
But yeah, it's the same building. The commandant was on the second floor, and they had people housed up on the third one.
So
and,
is he sad that he doesn't have his old job?
The past is present.
Well, he's 78. He's retired. He's a happy guy.
78 is young.
Did he get some money? Did they give him some money? Like a stipend? Is he
get
a stipend?
He's compensated anybody.
Yes.
Although these people weren't forced
into there was no
labor.
Justice there for so many.
Yeah.
But at least they managed to survive.
But it's the same campus in the Empire of the Sun movie where the kid is and the kept
young Christian Bale in the J.G. Ballard story.
Oh, my gosh!
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
And Ballard just passed away 3 weeks ago. And,
the heartwarming the tale of a lively little lad.
All right. So keep those PowerPoints coming. We could use...
I was just showing a slide tonight to my partners here. The ratio between retard and genius.
What a retard of a genius.
It's based on the concept that
there,
in the
Pepe?
Scale of retards,
no,
there's the world's smartest retard.
He is
and on the
a
scale of geniuses, there's the world's dumbest genius.
Sub-genius.
And you wonder if you have the world's dumbest genius on a scale with the world's smartest retard, where does the overlap occur, if any?
The world's smallest genius.
I see Michael Pepe.
It's all the same person. It's Michael J. Pepe. Is this part two?
Part three.
Part three.
Where Michael Pepe comes up and does a whip it and something.
Oh, he whips it in public?
But watch his face carefully, folks.
All right.
Very
now,
scary.
Pay attention to this.
Church air. Church air. He's going to do church air.
Oh, where is the church air gone?
Must discriminate call.
Okay, see you, Shining Bath.
Shining Bath. Ave Atwe Wally.
Do electronic in touching with me.
That's the Fernet shot.
Next time, such high.
Yeah, okay.
Follow up, this is almost like our K-Rob moment.
Like a chicken.
This is our K-Rob.
Then he has the Fernet.
Aha, yes, this is the
show of shows.
Show of shows.
Now, I press down on this.
Somewhere,
Michael Pepe is now.
He's pretending a charming unfamiliarity with the apparatus.
Management 101.
Breathe deeply of this mixture.
And just funny sounds.
Well, that wasn't. Holy I was doing that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, that was fake. Now watch what happens when Michael Pepe actually takes a hit.
Wow, that looks like
wow. It gets all weird.
Man, that's nice. Now you're talking.
Maybe I should try one of those.
That's hilarious, man. Oh, that's hilarious.
It gets all
good job.
You are a very funny fellow. Now go sit down.
I think that there's a future.
Does he come every time?
See, he had not last time, but he's been coming pretty regularly.
Find your way back to your chair. That will come in the fullness of time if you stay for the after party. Right now, I fear.
I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to watch that.
There you go. Wow, Ellis, there you go. A Michael Pepe moment or something.
Michael Pepe moment, yeah.
Chicken substitute, Robin Coon. We must thank everybody.
Are we at the end?
That was the end of it, yeah.
That Michael Pepe thing included the show? I'll be kerflummoxed. Boy, if you can't roll me up in an old sock and stick me in a river, I'll eat a bug. My
hey man,
stars and buttons. 5:30?
4:30.
Oh, on Saturday morning? No,
exactly.
Wait a moment.
That used to be. Yeah, I'd listen to those tapes occasionally.
Show long.
And they sneak out as you hear the old show. What was it, 4:30 to 6 on
the old
Saturday
show.
Morning? People were shaving and driving
Saturday
to the Sierras
morning.
Listening to...
They were shaving in the Sierras?
They would call shaving. And they, those days, pre-cell
with
phones.
Floating
have to,
heads.
Why would they be shaving?
Because they were getting up to drive the
Sierras.
Shaving so they could go fast on Highway
why
something.
Didn't they
it was a holy day, so they wanted to go fast.
I like to shave while I drive.
A close shave,
and,
that was.
And call friends. And
I had
people.
One on the way
and
to the show
work.
Tonight. Pedro nearly barreled into the wall.
You have to shave. The main thing
now,
is you may be driving. You might be listening to the radio.
It feels like this kind of music.
The thing you know for sure is that you're shaving.
And we will do that. Look,
are you shaving your back?
While driving?
Yeah, how do you do that?
A little hard. Especially through your shirt.
Yeah. Is that...
What?
A chimp?
What are you talking about?
Chimp?
Shaving while driving.
Well,
yeah. Shaving while driving.
Did I just wake
shaving
up?
While driving.
I just woke up.
Did they just wake
a
up?
A growing problem in modern traffic commutes. Not only is the newly added menace of texting and cell phone calling causing massive traffic tie-ups as the death rate continues to soar.
You know, I tried that texting while driving the other day just to see how dangerous it was.
Like
it wasn't that dangerous.
Really? Yeah.
Driver who crashed into another train.
I texted a lot the other day.
Blown out of proportion, probably.
Now, I know it was illegal and against the law, and I may just be lying about me actually saying that I was really texting.
Really?
Since this is a show that's just based on frivolity and nothing weird. Weirdness and subgenius.
Subgenius doctrine comes
posting
over
evidence.
These airwaves
mostly just
every
nanosecond.
In the rest of this
we don't
show.
Even know what it's evidence
the green
of.
Energy
we just say that is definitely evidence,
frontier.
But I don't know of what.
Exactly, and the thing only shows the downloads.
Whoa.
It doesn't show
yeah,
the,
like this.
It doesn't show
all the listeners
right.
are the upwind
here.
Current. Doesn't show how fast the accelerometer is penetrating.
Oh, the
it's
other
going
thing
so
is,
fast,
I
can't
want to
even
return
see the
to
name.
That air museum in Petaluma and take time
did
to go
through
there.
Did you ever Petaluma?
The thing is really cool looking. You can go out here under the C-123 provider with little
junkyard
picnic
dog
tables.
On you.
Management 101, another
I'm
rule
my
I just thought
chainsaw cut
of.
The wheels right off his plane.
Not allowed to go outside the bus.
Well, that's when you're
if
with the
you
bus.
If you are a new executive in the company, always hire an outside consultant to tell you what you need to do first.
Executive deleted.
Really?
Spartacus, that's the first thing if you're an elected, if you're like the new boss in the company.
Not just
don't go ask anybody in the company what you should do. Hire an outside consultant to tell you what you should do. If those people in the company knew what you should be doing, they'd be boss, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Can anybody be boss?
Sure.
The crud rises.
Well, I don't know
top.
About that, but yeah. If you're a new executive, that's what you should do, though.
With ExecuJack, the most modern office keeper on the market. How does it work? That's a proprietary secret. But just look at the smiling, satisfied faces of these Fortune 500 company executives, and you'll know that ExecuJack is for you. Available in large, crimson, and regular pizza.
Here's another one. If you kiss your boss's ass, it saves your boss the trouble, and he appreciates it.
This is
appreciated.
This is stereo mono.
Stereo.
This is the Swinging Love Corpses, right?
This is the fake Swinging Love Corpses.
Man, I love
the warm-up
song.
Band. Me too.
Well, you just change it so it says Swinging
so
Love
great,
Corpses.
It's so great because it really doesn't sound like...
Called
Thunderbug.
Hit of today. It's kind of like...
It's the same
sort
on
sort of like
both
a swing
sides.
Version of Girlfriend's Pobucker.
Well, you know, that's not such a problem
yeah,
in
pretty funny.
Today's days. Massive illiteracy
good.
And be nice.
Rex up on
all levels.
Put a knife. Put a makeup on.
Oh yeah, this I got just from the cover.
Oh, I've got that one. Yeah. That's a cool one.
Did you listen to the music? You didn't like it?
No, it's great. No, yeah. It's great stuff. No, every bit of it. Put it on now. You'll like it.
You'll love it. I think I have that, but it's in a different. It has a different cover. I've got one with a different cover.
But no, that cover is a big part of it.
That cover is.
Yeah, there are a number. I mean, that series.
That cover is hot. I love those living stereo, man.
My brother had this. He used it in his radio S show.
Six, five, four, three, two, one.
Time for a rock and wave. Into the outer sphere. Blast off.
What a rip.
The age of space is here.
Pete Goldie.
And now, RCA Victor brings you sound in space.
German hit record.
Stereophonic sound.
Am I in the... Oh, I'm on my way to Guam.
You just bought that because of that chick, didn't you?
Could be.
You think so? Is that worth $2?
I would have bought it for $2 just to see her little thumb and her britches there.
And we're off to Guam.
And it was in the slot it's in at the record store is called Just for the Covers. Always go look at it.
My hair is curly.
It's like,
Oh, man.
These, though. They're old,
just
like, these are, as a kid, in Europe, old, cheap cardboard and, like, stereo mono.
But you know, when they have, they still have the sleeve, and somebody's kept the trouble to put the sleeve on,
has, like,
one of those plastic sleeves.
We will take you back to the days of the early Roman Republic.
You know it's still
going to
be a good record.
Before the death of Julius Caesar precipitated the later Roman Empire.
Hit it with a hammer, mess it up with, like, The servile war under the direction of the military genius, the slave Spartacus. Everybody loves that colored vinyl.
I love that colored vinyl.
I'd buy an album just for the colored vinyl. I wouldn't even listen to it.
Under the forces
just look at the color of the vinyl
Marcus Licinius Crassus.
Just take the colored vinyl records out. I'd share them with my friends. We'd trade them, you know, like here's two reds for a blue, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, look at this one. It looks like a camouflage suit.
It's treachery from Renegade.
Which I saw once in a combat zone. A Marine that made
a record that looked like camouflage.
He had a suit. A suit of camo material.
Traitor.
Most insane thing I've ever seen since Spike Jones.
An antagonism from his
That's
own
That's pretty good, though. Wouldn't it be cool to have now?
Lionhearted at his own difficulty. Saladin
but hard to watch. Hard to,
if you had a three-piece... If you had a three-piece leisure suit army in camo material,
resistance from
that would be hard to resist.
Palestine and the virulent
like, I'd take a suit like that and wear it to St. Stephen's
and of other European
yeah,
monarchs.
Me too. And then you disappear into the crowd.
Yeah, nobody could see you. Where'd you go? You just stand up against the wall in downtown San Francisco. And you would blend right in.
We are the music, man.
Stand and deliver.
That would be so great. You'd blend right in San Francisco. Nobody could see you. You'd just walk amongst the crowd.
How
hey, where'd
delightful.
You go?
But that'd have to be Urban Camouflage.
I saw that movie.
Urban Camouflage.
Vic Morrow and
John Travolta.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking different.
They were played cowboys that were.
And John Travolta was flying the helicopter.
And
yeah.
they had cowboy outfits in Camouflage.
Helioptor.
In Camelot, they had cowboys?
They had helioptors.
Helioptors for Gebroke Fram.
Yeah, the Gebroke Fram that rose from the depths of the secret.
They had
lagoon.
Cowboys in Xanadu?
The cowboys in Xanadu, where Herman.
So, what's your management 101 topic we should add to the list, there, caller?
Turn the caller to the cold and damp.
No fish in the microwave.
No fish in the microwave. That's a good point. I'm going to write that down. I don't know quite where it fits on yet, but I know there is something in Management 101 about a microwave. It could have to do with a fish, but you're talking about no heating
a
up
fish.
Of fish yeah. in the
a
microwave.
Fish. A fishy, fishy, fishy,
no
fishy
reheating of fish.
Sunk out by microwave fish.
I sent a message to the fish. I told them, this is what I wish.
Back when I was a young employee of a large corporate...
Little fishes of the sea.
Yes,
they sent an answer back to me.
Back when I was a large corporation.
The little fishes answer
was... No, that's not what I meant. Back when I was a young employee.
We cannot do it, sir, because...
And we had coffee brought in. We had all the coffee we could drink, and the company paid for it.
I wrote to
and
them
back
again
in those
to
days,
it would be better.
Employees
to obey.
Were so careless; they'd make coffee and they'd just leave it on the pot to boil over until it boiled down to a sludgy mess because they couldn't. Yep. It turned off at night, and you'd come in the morning, and it was the weekend. All stenchified.
The fishes so answered with a grin. Why would you temper? You're in. I told them once. I told them
but
twice.
We fixed them. We just
they
got rid of all that free coffee.
Advice. I took
they
a kettle.
And get their own coffee.
Large and new, fit for the deed I
thank
had
you,
to
thank
do.
You.
My heart went hot. My
we
heart
cut
went
that
thump.
Out. We fixed that. You don't complain
pump.
About the coffee anymore.
Then,
you don't leave the coffee pot on anymore.
The little fishes are in bed. I said to him, I said it plain,
you,
then
you
must wake them up again. I said it very loud and clear. I went and shouted in his ear. But he was very stiff and proud. He said, you needn't shout so loud. And he was very proud and stiff and said, I'd go and wake them if... I took a corkscrew from the shelf and went to wake them up myself. But when I found the door was locked, I pushed and pulled and kicked and knocked. And when I found the door was shut, I tried to turn the handle, but... The conquerors of the ages, from the slightly skewed to the outright scandalous, here parading before you on the show.
Meetings are good things in companies, and being invited to a meeting is almost as good as actually going to a meeting.
Right here in the cockpit. We have business meetings all the time.
What important aspect of meetings, if a meeting did not officially occur, if no minutes are taken?
That's true. We have to have the court recorder operating in shorthand. Now we're going to lick up the cream that's been spilled and square our shoulders, gird our loins, and march forward into the brightness
of
the
sunrise. I'm going to post these topics on our website for all of our listeners.
All those glistening listeners out there.
These will be offered in our Management 101 class. Some genius management.
All right, all right. What happened here? One at a time.
Quit complaining.
I guess I have no reason to complain. I'm
not hard on the eyes at all.
Now, who are these? More of your pals.
More of your pals from the hinterlands. So these are some Pobucker girls this time.
They're on the bus. And either you're on the bus or you're off the bus.
Not necessarily.
But the bus driver sees something ahead and he stamps on the...
You can be under the bus.
Well, I wouldn't want to be. It's an old lady trying to cross the street.
I found that being under the bus saves time.
This is really something, and they're starting to scream inside the buses. They see the old bag right in front of them, but something's happening. The power girl whirls around in her... uniform changes, and
if you're under the bus, no one on the bus has anything to blame it on you.
Peter Max,
I can't blame it on you because you're already under the bus.
Now
they need you to be on the bus. They're on the bus route. You're under the bus.
I like those bus routes. Pete Goldie gets sick and makes everybody sick.
Now the bus is stopped by
Pete Goldie gets sick.
Yeah, he got the swine flu, and then I got the swine flu from him back a few weeks ago.
I saw it back in last bus ride.
Stars.
I didn't want to be around
against
him.
He looks sick anyway.
Even when he's well, he looks sick.
Yeah, just like the show.
Well, the show sounds sick even when it's well. It sounds like it's suffering.
Sick with the disease.
It's begging someone to shoot it, put it out of its misery.
I know.
The pain of being human.
We rely on the next show to do that for us each week.
I went by Dream Fluff Girl Donuts before the show this time.
Yeah.
Dream Fluff Girl Donuts.
He's not open to the public. He's carrying out things, and it's really funny. He's carrying out big boxes to go elsewhere, and he looks at me like,
well, what about the donuts?
And he was like I was there at the wrong time. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Also in the news.
I just wanted to freak you out. I was sitting there like this, and then I did this, and I freaked, and then I did this thing, and then I did that one thing. And then
probably when you took the money out of the cash register is when he got a little scared.
1972 assassination attempt.
Hey. Oh, this must be Obama. Think I saw this.
Adolf Schicklgruber.
And it had.
You've heard of 50 ways to leave your lover.
They're like.
50 ways to love your lever is the one I remember.
The Lever Brothers were the sponsor.
I remember back in the old days when technology wasn't as complicated as it is now.
Wow, how
we just had simple machines. We had levers and wheels and things.
Gears and springs.
All we had was a lever and a wheel.
Well, we had boilers and then pipes.
That's all we had.
We had pivots and hinges, axles, cams, and shafts.
We did everything we needed to do.
Reciprocal engines,
and a wheel.
Drive rods. The
sometimes we put the wheel and the lever together and made a wheel.
And the Hong Kong. Oh, what's this?
Sometimes we just put ropes around the wheels and put extra wheels on them and made pulleys.
Well, you could do that.
But remember, the wheel came first.
Who would want to do that?
Nobody wanted to do that in these economic times. Didn't have anything to do with people's wants or needs or desires.
Back in the old days?
No, back in the old days, we just did it because we had to.
Because you had to walk to school.
Because my father did it, and his father did it, and his father did it. We've been on this land for 1,000 years.
And here we are in the treadmill of history.
And the generations of our fathers.
And who are we to even, like, be in history?
Really?
How come we're not in a different story? Why is that?
How come?
Where Israel's tents.
How come there's not like a keyboard setting for being in different stories?
Keyboard yet?
And if you call 848-4425 in the 510 area code, you can tell us what is the 13th way of the 42 ways to kill him.
What is the order of the true believer?
13th way of what?
Those of us.
The 13th way of the 42 official ways to kill him.
Evil.
I think I saw part of that on Channel 9. It was
42 ways to kill Hitler.
Reality show sort of shots and partly historical stuff. And
you're talking about the 42 Hitler assassination attempt.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yes, there was the cuckoo clock manufacturer who tried to put a hollow clockwork bomb in a pillar near where Hitler was.
Seen on National Geographic.
Then there was the attempt to make his brandy explode. And yes, that's in there. That's in the book. They tried to exploding liquor on the Fuhrer, but, you know, just then he decided to become a teetotaler.
Oh, because he was psychotronic.
Could be.
Toteedling.
Now, I don't want to be a tattletale.
The other one, what was it, the other National Geo story?
About the recipe that got out of control. It was the souffle.
The joke that, that you would die from.
Yeah, the joke that would kill you if you heard the punchline.
The song wouldn't die.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. It's like the most dangerous joke in the world.
File and I went on to do a research thing out in I.O. in the town that wouldn't die.
Killed hundreds.
To try to find out the song that wouldn't die.
This was the most volatile joke ever told. And if you didn't hold it just right with the special gloves, it could kill you, the teller of the joke.
Yep. But if the person got started, it won't stop.
If you heard the punchline and you weren't prepared for it, you could kill people with it. It was that dangerous.
Except I'm
saying. Like a radioactive joke.
I hear they're going to have quite a crowd at X Day this year.
I heard that too.
Where are you hearing all this stuff?
The Indians outside the fort.
Yeah. The Indians outside the fort bring the noise from the Rosicrucian.
Well, if they all pay for their passage, then the entire thing could be supported. Otherwise, in this economy,
typically a time of introspection and contemplation.
It should be like 100 million degrees where you live. I don't think you will find here
in the tranquil setting of the Rosicrucian Park.
Oh, I see, the temple, the secret ad item of the roseate cross.
And reflect.
The brothers of the secret message.
What?
Thank you.
They knew of the inner touch.
I don't want to go there.
Common sense.
Hey, quit touching me there.
One ancient author likened to a kind of inner touch by which we are able to grasp ourselves.
This is just it.
Oh.
Okay. Congratulations. You have been selected to receive this exciting information pack about this new exciting offer. It's exclusive just for you. Enclosed are the details on how you can become part of this, the world's largest and most rewarding industry. This
my
new
course
investment
in sex
program
and real estate
operates by putting you
the history
to work
of this perception
on a casual,
in 25
or even a
concise
full-time basis.
Episodes that move freely among ancient, medieval, and modern cultures.
Please,
my course
it's a special
in
limited offer.
Real
Come
estate
now.
Investigates a set of exemplary phenomena that have played central roles in
to
philosophical,
read.
Literary,
brochure.
Psychological, and medical life. Accounts of the nature.
But take my word
of
for
animal
it, folks.
Existence. And neither the angels in heaven
Cooking
above
with a hot air popcorn
or
popper
the
can change
under
your
the
life
sea can ever
first cut meat into popcorn sized chunks
from my
pop
soul
the meat into the popcorn
of the beautiful
popper. Choose the best
leaf.
Action sequence. Put it on setting powwow and watch the new faces
pow-wow?
Grow new mouths.
Now? Wow. Okay, let's have a powwow then.
Tomorrow we'll discuss climate
Hello,
science.
Hello, we can hear you.
It's just brain fiction.
Answer questions.
But what happened
hey,
to Michael Pepe?
Oh,
yes, I'm here.
Hey, it's Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how's it going? Hey, Doug.
Hey.
Did you get the email I sent you?
I did. I got the email. I didn't get a chance to respond to it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm glad
well, we'll
you got it.
We'll send a carrot and a stick.
One never knows whether it can actually go out over the wires.
You can put a carrot in the email now.
So what are you doing up at this hour?
You, yeah, I just didn't care about these
What's several time zones away.
What's in your mind?
I'm talking, well, I was just talking to a very good friend of mine about you guys in the show. And,
and then
I realized that show was on.
The show is on now.
Oh, this show, yes.
What time zone are you in?
There's nobody actually up at this hour, but...
Well, I...
Where's your what's your time zone there?
It's the same as ours.
Yeah, officially it's the same as ours. Just stay
it's
with that story.
It's just a slightly different phase
I thought
of our own
the
world.
Mid-century,
Call
the mid-20th century.
Another
that,
universe,
okay,
if
so
you will.
Time zone slid apart by 12 seconds.
I hear a Doug.
Yeah.
You got a Doug and a Hal and a Philo here. Chloe.
Hi, guys.
We are here listening, responding.
And you can hear the show up there on the computer.
I think so. I think I can get it on the computer.
Screaming.
But how are you getting it then?
But at this hour, no.
How do you get your data corrected?
At this hour.
Is there a live podcast?
In these economic times.
Sure, there's a live podcast.
She's data crunching, but how are you receiving, or are you receiving?
You go to kpfa.org.
Sure, I'm fine.
I just called you guys.
Oh, she's just on the phone.
If you go to kpfa.org on the internet, you can then listen to the live feed.
kpfa.org. Now, do you have to keep your computer away from the phone or cause
a... No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
Major meltdown.
There's a gap, you know, a lag. You will hear... You
okay,
on the phone.
Yeah, like 30 seconds of lag.
Yeah,
not 30 seconds, but there is a delay on KPFA.
All right.
18.2 seconds.
18.2
That's what it was in 2003.
Or if you work out the algorithm to
In 2004, we improved it to 16.9.
Yeah, but 11.98 will work.
Right. Okay. It has to have a point and a dot, both in the number.
The ordinate and the abscissa.
How's Chaos McKitty?
She's doing great.
Yeah.
As is the little,
her yeah,
little
the
partner.
Time? Yeah.
She's
over
square partner.
The catlet.
Good.
Well.
Do they have YouTube where you are?
They're holding their breath to try
yes,
to save their.
YouTube where I am.
They're trying to make their footprint greener.
We just talked to somebody where the government has blocked the YouTube.
They have.
So this person cannot
yeah,
see any
from
of my things.
Central China
oh,
listening on KPFA.org.
It was
all
so weird to think that, yeah, the government can just say no.
They censor you.
And there's no show.
I feel censored.
But we like to put a lot of pressure to inhibit inquiry in general. So if you feel censored, then I guess we're being successful.
I don't feel censored. I feel free as a bird, Philo.
Free as a bird.
Free as a bird, large as store.
That's free as a bird. That's clearly absurd.
Well, I don't know about that. After all, a bird can flit and fly about.
Well,
I'm glad you feel that free, and it goes...
But don't
me.
Preen your feathers or play the peacock.
So what is this piece of art that is going to travel the world and perhaps beyond?
It's chugging around the world. It's a depiction of an anomaly surrounded by a giant snake.
Oh, you did it. No, you did an anomaly? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I exchanged that drawing for the one that had been in the show traveling around. There was a little bit of friction between me and the gallery, and I hope that the drawing is actually appearing at these shows and not stuffed in an envelope somewhere. Anyway, it's traveling with the rest of the show, and Lord knows when it'll finally come home.
That's not friction. That's a matter of spin control,
somebody will
correct?
Buy it. No, it's a... yeah, I guess so.
It is a matter of spin control. It's
spinning
the
out
whole
of control.
Friction aspect of
science friction.
Spinning on a point of... It has to be a fine point. Otherwise, the spin will be...
You mean like where the show comes
spin
with
will be well
stop.
Worth paying
right
for as an extra
the radio
scene
or scene of radio.
Time
spin will
to
be hindered.
I don't relax, settle back, and enjoy
that's
our feature presentation.
That's the danger to science
yes.
and
now,
society in
notable
general.
For our interdisciplinary
look what
character.
She's doing.
We will be of interest to
as
a wide
concern specific
group of
dangers by doing the show in heavy doses. Those will be dealt with in the third and fourth part of the show.
In heavenly fields of bliss, in roseate clouds of
we're already seeing a little
joy.
Levity.
The radiant
the
gleam of the afterlife
of the
behind the swinging open gates of gold on
the board,
silent hinges.
And all of our bureaus.
Bureau of Eternal Damnation.
And
second floor.
The reduction of bureaucracy
B.
wherever possible.
Here are collected original souls.
Energy speculation, however anonymous it may be,
reaches a state of the art.
Oh, Doug!
Its own
earthly life.
Oh, Doug! Oh, what? Oh, Doug!
Oh, Doug! Oh, I just wanted to know when's the next time you're going out to the playa? You should go out for 4th of July.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that. I was actually thinking about going very soon.
If you go to the
early
playa,
next week,
July.
But not that you can go out on the playa,
playa
itself. It's probably pretty wet, but just to get out there.
Yes,
I was thinking, but I wanted to go to Pyramid, take lots of stills. Thanks for reminding me, because I need to get a big old
don't
crane
the
for my friend to take video
out.
Of rocket ships out of
all those society
out of Pyramid
Lake, aware of the
which Sterno freaked out. My friend from Arkansas came out, and he completely
freaked,
sort of did lost it, got very quiet.
The playa can have that effect.
Arkansas?
Yeah.
What now?
He's from Arkansas. The only thing they have like that that's flat like that in Arkansas is parking lots.
And also it was after days of being, after a day of being dusted, being out
they
of
have
Pyramid.
One parking
he
lot
did,
in front of the Walmart.
Amazing shots of Pyramid Lake. You have to find out where his photo stash is on the net web.
Yeah,
he
did
amazing stuff.
Some absolutely amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff.
He's a very creative, interesting guy.
Yeah.
And he's cool. It's not likely that his processes would be implemented anytime in the show soon.
So are you guys going out for 4th of July driving over from, the different time zones?
4th of July.
Yeah.